Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Well, this whole night is my whole career, basically. It's based on Kansas City jazz. I am an unapologetic Kansas City jazz guy. I am, it's nothing about being from Kansas City that I don't like. Come on, that's it. So we're going back to the beginning. We're going back to the basics. We're gonna start our CD session off with the Moton Swing.
from a local Kansas City favorite and a very worthy artist in residence for the citywide 2018 Charlie Parker festivities. That was Lonnie McFadden live at the Green Lady Lounge circa 2018 with the Moton Swing. So this 10-day whirlwind celebration of Bird around Kansas City begins on August 16th, 2018, and is all about action, education sessions, public programs, and music at all of the great Kansas City venues. This celebration is presented by the KC Jazz Alive. These guys do a lot for Kansas City, and the mission of this very key jazz ally in KC is to build awareness, serve as a listening body, provide a platform for integrating ideas, function as a voice, provide exposure to resources, and ultimately unite the Kansas City jazz community, and that is always needed. So the cornerstone of this year's celebration will profile Lonnie, and for good reason. He was born and raised in Kansas City, and he's one unique cat. He's a multi-talented performer who sings, tap dances, and plays the trumpet. Over the decades, he has traveled the globe performing and representing Kansas City jazz at major festivals and shows, and he's done it well. Lonnie and his brother, Ronald McFadden, known as the McFadden Brothers, have shared the stage with some of the biggest names in show business, like Wayne Newton, Sammy Davis Jr., Tony Orlando, Lee Greenwood, Gladys Knight, and the Count Basie Orchestra. And during a very recent interview with Neon Jazz, we were fortunate enough to talk to Lonnie, and he told us where he's truly comfortable in this life.
It is home for me now. I have to admit, it's my safe haven. And that's a good, when I get on the bench and I'm more comfortable there than I am sitting in the audience or if I go to a party or anything, I'm not as comfortable on the bench and I feel like I know what to do.
And Kansas City loves Lonnie. Along with being recognized all over in the city's grocery stores, the McFadden Brothers received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Jazz Museum in May of 2016, and already they got a Living Legends Award from Tapology in October 2017. And there is so much more to come. And for Lonnie, and for this town, and for this hour that will profile all the cats that will be a part of this year's live celebration of Bird around Kansas City. And John Christopher, we're celebrating Bird again. What do you think?
Hey, go for it.
That's what I say.
Your mention of tap there. A lot of people don't think of that as part of jazz, but my goodness, tap is a orchestrated rhythm. There is just nothing like it.
You know, it's all about dance. And when you think about Kansas City being birthers of that swing movement, when the LA Swing Barons came through town and they did that kind of battle of the bands with the Vine Street Rumble, those dancers out there actually took center stage. You had music, but if you didn't have that dance in the early days when Benny and all those cats were on stage, you wouldn't have the pageantry that's known as jazz.
Yep. That, and we didn't have the light, the extensive light shows we do now. Something had to move.
Yeah, that's right. We had to evolve or devolve, as they say, one way or another. So it's with that, we welcome you on in to another episode of Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, along with my good friend and engineer, Mr. John Christopher.
At your service.
Coming to you from a town that loves Bird and all the cats that celebrate his lore, from Lonnie McFadden to Tavon Pennicott, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Ready to spend an hour celebrating the lore and massive impact of Charlie Parker. So for the third year in a row, tenor saxophonist Tavon Pennicott from New York City comes to Kansas City to celebrate Bird with the locals. So let's have a listen to Tavon teamed up with drummer Ari Honig with the song Boplicity off the 2018 CD New York Standard.
Boplicity.
Yeah, I
love it.
Yes. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Lonnie McFadden, and when I'm in Kansas City, I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DeNino.
That was the focus of the hour, in his own voice, backed up by a sextet. That was Bird with Charlie's Wig off the 1995 CD, Digital Masters of Original Choice Takes. So here's some interesting good dirt on Bird. As a kid, he was always at it, practicing up to 15 hours a day. This inventor of bebop was laughed off the stage in Kansas City and happened to work at the same restaurant as both Malcolm X and Red Fox. And this hipster, he was the original one, really did dig chicken. He loved it. He had the right name.
just set that straight right now.
If anybody was like, did he like chicken? He loved it. So just put that in your pipe and smoke it.
In your shine box. There you go.
Right. Grab your shine box, kids. All right. So Lonnie had some interesting thoughts on the enduring lore of Charlie, and it's very brilliant. Have a listen.
But I don't think the city realizes what an impact Charlie Parker has made on the entire musical world, not just jazz even. I mean, the world of music, period. And he's from right here in Kansas City. I think it's unbelievable. When I think about the accomplishments that he's made and the ways that he's changed the way all of us play, it's not just alto players, everybody since Charlie Parker plays different. He changed the way all of us play.
This next cat on the show is stride pianist and a veteran cat who came here from Holland back in 1991, and he's been here ever since. Bram Wienans, joined by his groovy quartet. This is the tune, Is You Is, and I Think You Is, and It So Shall Be, as this bird in neon continues to fly.
Yeah. I'm Brown Winans, stride pianist right here in Kansas City, and I am listening to Neon Jazz.
That was a very good Kansas City-based saxophonist Stephen Martin with the cut Vision off his latest 2018 CD by the same name. This cat was born in Champaign, Illinois, and raised in St. Louis, Missouri, and started playing the saxophone at the age of 10. His real induction into the world of jazz came via a bachelor's degree in music while studying under Grammy-nominated jazz legend Bobby Watson and world-renowned saxophonist Tim Timmons at the Conservatory of Music and Dance at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and this institution and program is becoming famous fast. These days, he maintains a regular performance schedule, contributing to a thriving and exceptional local music scene, as well as performing throughout the country and abroad. And speaking of that Kansas City scene, Lonnie had some thoughts on the scene in 2018, and they're good.
It's the best I've ever seen it in my lifetime. I mean, I've heard the stories from my father about the 20s and 30s, so and the recordings back then with Lester Young, Count Basie, Big Joe Turner, Charlie Parker, the list goes on and on. But now, what we're seeing now with all, and again, I think Bobby Watson has a lot to do with it. All these young guys are coming in studying with him, and he's turning out all of these young monsters. I mean, there's so many guys that are 35 and under that play so good now.
This is another cat coming from St. Louis, and he's made Kansas City a very deep and cool scene. This is pianist Matt Villinger with the tune Memory off an album that I dig quite a bit. I don't like to play favorites, but I tell you what, every time this thing comes up on my phone, my little listening pod, 2015's All Night, everything is just all right. As this all-night bird party flies forth.
Thank you. Matt Villinger. Thanks, Joe Nomino and Neon Jazz for having me today.
Yeah.
Was talented Kansas City multi-instrumental cat Herschel McWilliams, joined by his trio with Take the A-Train. So this guy is a lifelong Kansas City resident. He was born and raised in Kansas City, Kansas, and he grew up as the son of musicians. He was introduced to many musical influences at an early age. He started playing the piano at 8 and the alto sax at 10. And as we keep the spirit of the 2018 artist in residence, Lonnie McFadden, in our vernacular during this hour, have a listen to him talk about how good KC is to him, much like it is to Herschel and many of the cats on the scene. Have a listen.
Kansas City is very good to me. And like Buck O'Neill used to say, I am just at the right place at the right time.
Man, this is another cat that has made KC such a rich joint to hear music in. This is vibraphonist Peter Schlamm. He's spending some time out there in Paris, just like our friend and the great trumpeter, Herman Mahari. This is the cut Tatra off his debut 2014 album, Tinks. Man, this is another phenomenal album. As we keep on keeping on around here on this Parker-infused hour of celebration.
Slam, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was a celebrated educator and performer, the great pianist Michael Pagan, with his big band with the 2005 tune, Waltz for a Bad Hair Day.
I love it.
And you know what? I got a face for radio right now. You don't even want to see what's going on up here.
That from the album Life After Spandex.
Followed by the hit song, I Don't Know How to Shave My Mustache, off the CD Pag's Groove. This cat has been dubbed a guy with a good haircut, I can tell you that. I've seen him in person. But he's also been dubbed as a dynamic artist and musical force in today's jazz world. He's performed for over 40 years throughout the United States and Europe, and he appears regularly in the KC jazz scene. He's produced over 150 works, and he is also the chair of the music department at Ottawa University out there in old Ottawa, Kansas. And to conclude this hour of music dedicated to the spirit and citywide Kansas City celebration of Bird, from a band that is red hot these days with the new album, they are all over the place. They're on the jazz radio, they're on the pop rock radio, and they are always live Friday nights at the very hip and swinging, nationally known Green Lady Lounge. This is that groove machine known as Chris Hazleton's Boogaloo 7, with a mighty ensemble of KC Cats tearing it up on every track. This is Turning Up the Burner. That's all they do. Off the Basement Beat, their latest 2018 CD. And before we leave and tell you thanks, we're going to conclude with some thoughts from Lonnie on why this town that brought the world Bird is such a great place to be in. Have a listen.
Oh, man. There's so much I like about Kansas City. Okay, let's start at the top. The jazz and the barbecue. That's where, to me, everything else. And then I can go down the list. I mean, I love the way that the city rallied behind the Royals. It brought us all together. All of us together. I like it the way that when one of the Chiefs comes out to see me, and they make me feel like I'm the star. And obviously, I'm not. I'm the guy on stage right now. But they perform in front of 30,000 people every week.
So it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions,
jazz.
And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man who is a bird deep down in the inner part of his jazz soul, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Buck, 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 buck.
Reach out to us. Let us know what is going on, what you dig. We're always here for you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, birds, until next time.
Oh, yeah.
Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
I just thought it would be funny to have a band by the name of This.
Yeah.
This is this.
Neon Jazz.